Thank you very much, Chair, and thank you very much for the question from the delegate from Ukraine. Yes, you raised one of our very important and strategic initiatives in the Africa region when it comes to responding to the pandemic. Let me right away at the beginning indicate to you that as Africa CDC, we are strongly and heavily involved in that process. If you would recall, this process was initiated when President Ramaphosa was actually the chair of the Africa Union, together with our director for Africa CDC and other colleagues, including the ministers of health, formulated a joint Africa response to COVID-19. And key to this was ensuring that as Africa, we begin to produce our own vaccines locally. Already, as Africa CDC, we have what we call the new public health order, which our director, Dr. John Kenkason, is really championing and advocating for. In this new public health order, one of the pillars is to ensure that Africa will be able to produce locally 60% of all its required vaccines by 2030. And the key in this process is this establishment of the capacity locally, as you have mentioned, the cooperation that was signed in South Africa. It is one of the many steps in many countries in the region that in the next coming 12 to 18 months, we'll be able to start manufacturing vaccines locally. So in summary, as Africa CDC, we are heavily and strongly collaborating with South Africa, as President Ramaphosa is our champion for the Africa CDC, for the Africa response to the COVID-19 pandemic. And it is indeed one of our pillars for the new public health order, which is to ensure that as Africa, we have 60% of all our vaccine needs, not only COVID-19, being manufactured locally by 2030. Thank you.